Say cello virtuoso today and you think Yo-Yo Ma, but 70 years ago the name Gregor Piatigorsky was on music lovers' lips. It was Piatigorsky who brought recognition to the cello as a solo instrument. The Russian musician had a 40-year career as a soloist. He made his U.S. debut in 1929 and eventually became an American citizen. May marks the centennial of his birth. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
In my house in the 1940s and 50s, the name Piatigorsky was greeted with clasped hands, raised eyebrows, beatific smiles, and a sigh. Ah, Piatigorsky. Gregor Piatigorsky used to talk about tasting the blood of music, music as destiny.
Nobody can really choose music as professional like you can choose to become a dentist. It chooses you. So actually from the beginning you have very little to say. You're taken by it.
Born in the Ukraine, Gregor Piatigorsky began playing cello when he was 7. By age 16, he was principal cellist for the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra and performed in an important string quartet. In true revolutionary fashion, authorities wanted to call it the Lenin String Quartet. Piatigorsky thought it should be the Beethoven Quartet. According to the cellist's grandson, Evan Drachman, the young Gregor told the great Lenin of his preference.
My grandfather said, with all due respect, Beethoven knew more about music than you do. And Lenin said, I understand completely. He said, there's nothing, I can't stop them. They name everything after me.
Family lore has it that young Piatigorsky decided, as long as he was at the Kremlin, to ask Lenin about going to Germany to study music.
And Lenin said, I'm sorry, you can't. You're our best cellist. We need you here. She said, in that case, I'm going to escape. So the story goes, Lenin said, fine, go ahead.
And so he did. Gregor Piatigorsky fled, studied, became principal cellist with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, then began a career as a solo cellist. It took him all over the world and let him indulge another passion, collecting art. A few paintings and sculptures from Piatigorsky's collection are on view at the Baltimore Museum of Art. The cellist's daughter, Jefta Drachman, sees a connection between the art her father collected and the music he made.
His music is full of warmth and human qualities. He spoke through music, but mainly he really told a story. He told of his feelings. He told from the heart. And the things he picked out all have that kind of warmth and expression. They all speak.
A large folding screen by Picasso, white background, two musicians in curvy blue-black lines, two geometric figures in a pink-orange field by Paul Klee, a widow in black against a vivid orange background by Chaim Soutine. Baltimore Museum curator Katie Rothkopf says Piatigorsky was an ardent collector.
He fell in love with what he saw. He loved color. He loved line. He loved exuberance. He loved seeing the artist's personality in the art.
Curator Rothkopf says Piatigorsky bought some great works of art. One is a Degas portrait of the Paris book editor Louis Rouart and his wife. Again, sensuous lines. Monsieur Rouart, in a green suit, stands reading a green book. Madame is seated, a yellow shawl around her red dress. Jefta Drachman remembers her father coming home with this Degas pastel.
And he just raced me to the wall and said, do you like it? And I just couldn't believe it. How could you not like it?
He wanted to make sure that his daughter really liked this thing that was coming into the house.
Grandson Evan.
And so the instant she said it was beautiful, he ran to the phone, called up the gallery and said, we'll take it.
Gregor Piatigorsky, art lover and musician, was matinee idol handsome, 6'4", dark wavy hair, soulful eyes. Evan Drachman says his grandfather was an enormous personality, a presence.
As grandchildren, we were a little bit afraid of him, but magnetically attracted to him. And I would always ask my mother to ask him if he would play for me. And I would sit at his feet and he would play for me.
Thank you. Evan Drachman fell in love with the cello sitting at his grandfather's feet. He began taking lessons as a child, and before Gregor died in 1976, had a chance to play for him.
He heard me play, and he made me promise never to take the cello seriously. He explained to me that if I was successful, I would spend my life alone in a hotel and an airplane, and I would be miserable. And that if I was not successful, I would be miserable that I wasn't miserable. And I found out years later that just after that conversation, he spoke with my grandmother, and he said that it was already too late. He said he's already tasted the blood of music. There's no turning back.
Gregor Piatigorsky's grandson is today a successful concert cellist. He plays a Stradivarius that belonged to his grandfather. Another Piatigorsky Strad is part of the small exhibit of paintings and sculpture collected by the cellist and on view at the Baltimore Museum of Art through early June. On May 4th, in Baltimore, there will be a concert to celebrate the centennial of Gregor Piatigorsky's birth. His grandson and several of his students will perform works for which the master cellist was famous. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Pictures of Piatigorsky's art collection and information about the music you just heard are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.